Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We know you'll be blessed as Pastor Jim Cobray ministers the Word of God.
Today, as we go to part number two, part number one is remembering the sacrifice. Part number two is celebrating the victory, and that's what we're doing. But I want you to know, as the Spirit of God spoke to me this week, God said, humans have a tendency to forget. We get bogged down all the time with work, bogged down with the world, bogged down with conditions, situations, economy. There's all kinds of things that come at us all week long. Have you ever noticed if you're not physically busy, you're mentally busy? If you're not mentally busy, you're physically busy. Sometimes you're both mentally and physically busy. And there's never a time there's a lot of downtime in our lives. Some of us don't get a lot of sleep because you work hard. You're always on the move. You're always doing things. And what we have a tendency to do is we have a tendency as Christians to forget the basics. Basics of what Jesus did for us on that cross at Calvary. Like we shouted just a moment ago, the tomb's empty. If anything, that proves to me that the promises of God are yea and amen. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. That means that His Word, exactly as He spoke it in the Word of God, is coming to pass, and the promises are mine. If I don't know what those promises are, I won't live in them. I will live in the day. I'll live in this planet. You know, the Bible says we're in the world, but not of it. Oftentimes, we're in the world, and as Christians, we're even of it because we forget. And so four things quickly that all of you know, but just as a point of reference and also a remembrance that you would carry with you, not today, not just for the week or the month, but for the rest of your life. When the world is doing its thing, when the world is coming at you and the pressures of life are on you, if you can just remember these four little things over and over again and say them to yourself. And what we are doing is we are celebrating. Today, things to celebrate about the cross. Four quickly, and then we're going to move right on by and continue with our service. Four quick things that God would have you to remember as we celebrate this time of the year together. Here's number one. I love this. So simple. We are, and we've got saved. For those of you that are born of the Spirit of God, you ought to rejoice every day of your life that you're saved. And a lot of people don't even understand what in the world they're saved from. If you want to stop and think about it for a few moments, you were headed for hell, eternal damnation. It wasn't a party time. It wasn't a giant football time. It wasn't a place where the girls are dancing and the beer is flowing. It is total hell and torment. And someone needs to let you know this was where you and I, we were headed for. And we had no insight whatsoever that God wanted to do something different in our future and in our destiny and give us a purpose of why we are on this planet. And we are here because Jesus Christ went to the cross. We are here because He raised from the dead. We are here because He is seated at the right hand of the Father. We are here because every word that He spoke, it comes to pass and the promises of ours. And we have been saved from a foolish, stupid life. But we have now got eternal life. And every day, I don't care what your bank account says. I don't care what your checking account says. I don't care what your boss says. I don't care what your exes tell you. May I tell you this? You are saved, bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not everyone to forget it. That Jesus paid that price so that I could, you too, walk in that condition of being saved, which makes me and you the most valuable commodity on the planet. Think about it. The highest price that could be paid, God Himself paid that price for you. That makes you the most valuable person on the planet. You are the wealthiest people if you're born of the Spirit of God. May I say this to you? You don't get born of the Spirit of God because you have head knowledge about who God is. A lot of people say, well, I'm Christian, but I want you to know something, because you say you're a Christian doesn't make you a Christian. You can have head knowledge about who God is and never get to heaven. And someone says, well, what do you mean? It's about you being saved because you are, listen to this, in Christ. When you're in Christ, then you're saved. If you are just knowing about who Christ is, you're not saved. And someone needs to love you enough to tell you the truth. Let me explain it to you like this. God goes to the cross to bless you, to bring you out of this horrible condition and take you to heaven. Thank God we have more to look for than we do from the economy. There is a recovery program that God had for all of us. There is a stimulus to living life, and it doesn't come from the presidency. It comes from the King of Glory. And in order for me to be a participant, I have got to live my life saved in Him all the time. And what do I mean by that? In other words, listen to me. If I said to you, and I walked to you and I said these words, I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to fly to New York. First thing you would picture is me getting on an airplane flying to New York. I don't know any other way to get to New York flying. There's no way I'm Superman. There's no way I'm going to be Batman or whatever and jump up in the air and take off. I've got to, in order to fly to New York, I have got to do something, so do you. We have got to get in the plane. And then when I'm in the plane transports me to New York. It is the same thing with heaven. You got to get in the transporter, His name is Jesus, to get to heaven. Because if you're outside and you just know who He is, you can be the architect of the plane. You can understand the laws of lift, laws of gravity, laws of propulsion. And you can design the plane, but you're not going to fly to New York until you get in it. And a lot of people have head knowledge about who Jesus is and think of themselves as Christians, but you're not getting to heaven until you get in Jesus. And we'll help you do that today. Because when you're in Jesus, everything in the world now changes. Now you got a purpose. Now you got a destiny. Now you got a reason for why you are on the planet. Is anybody listening? We're saved. Jesus takes people and brings them in to Himself. I like what it says in the second chapter of Ephesians. You might want to turn there in your Bible. Let's take a look at it together. In Ephesians, the second chapter, in verse number 16, just pop it up on the overhead, and it says these words, and He might reconcile them both. The both meant the Jew and the Gentile. God is wanting to reconcile both the Jew who had God and knowledge of God, and the Gentile. The word Gentile means a man or woman without God. And so God wants to reconcile them both together, listen to this, in one body, not outside, but in one body, through the cross. Today, that's what we celebrate, that we are saved, reconciled back to God, not because of what we've done, but because we are in Christ Jesus. Somebody ought to give me a great big praise. Will you do that? We're talking quickly, if you will, things to celebrate about the cross. Here's number two that oftentimes we forget. We are free from sin. I'm going to say it again because you got to get it. We are free from sin. I didn't say you wouldn't sin. How many of you realize that, guess what? There's a time you're maybe saved and the sins have been washed away, forgotten and forgiven, but you still screw up. He not only freed us from the sins of the past, He's freed us from the sins of the future. Are you listening to me? In other words, where sin had me held back, doing what it needed for me to do, what it wanted me to do, now Jesus has broken me loose. And I'm free from sin. Now, what did I just say to you? That means I don't have to follow sin any longer. If a Christian follows sin, it's because a Christian decides to follow sin. Let's it happen. It's your call. But I'm free. I don't have to follow it anymore. Isn't that good news? So when sin comes knocking at my door, I can tell it to just, and I don't mean to be rude, crude, but I'm putting it in San Bernardino language, and I'm also going to put it in the biblical language. I can just tell it to go to hell. Because that's where sin belongs. Doesn't belong in my house. Doesn't belong telling me what to do anymore. It used to tell me what to do. It used to govern me. But I am now free, and my goodness sakes alive, I'm going to walk in that freedom. How about you? It's so good for us to see, because in the book of Revelation, in the first chapter, go there, in verse number 5, just pop it up on the overhead. Listen to what it says. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. Hey, guess what? He's the first. You might be the second, third, fourth, fifth, or the millionth, or 2 millionth, 8 million, 7 million. You know, you are. He's the firstborn from the dead. The ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Thank God I don't have to follow sin. Thank God I've been washed away those sinful things. Thank God they're forgotten. Thank God they're forgiven. And if they're forgotten and forgiven by God, oh, you got to hear this. If they're forgotten and forgiven by God, oh, one more time. If they're forgotten and forgiven by God, here's the question, then how come you remember them all the time? How come you keep telling yourself you're not worthy, you're a bum, you're a loser, you're a failure, no good, you did those rotten things? Can I tell you something? That you need to get over. It's the devil talking to you. God doesn't remember. He's forgiven it. You need to forgive yourself and move on. Is anybody listening? Yes! We were screwed up, but no longer are we screwed up. We are now sons and daughters of the Most High God. Why? Because we have been free from sin, washed from the filth of it, and we no longer live in it. Somebody ought to give the Lord a great big praise. Real quick this morning, what we're talking about, and I love this. We're talking about things to celebrate about the cross. Here's number 3. If he got me out of sin, he's got to do something else to help me stay out of sin. Here's number 3. He has, listen to this, he has cleansed my thinking. Thank God he's washed our thinking. In other words, I used to think bad. I don't have to anymore. I used to have a mind that said I'm down, depressed, discouraged, frustrated. I don't have to anymore. If God's going to change me, he's got to not only change me physically, but he's got to change me mentally. I want you to know something, and here's a fact, and it's proven. I want you to hear this. People who get saved are smart. The Bible describes those people who do not believe in God as fools. Let me put it in San Bernardino language, stupid. And I want you to know that people who do not believe in God, I don't care how much education they have. I don't care how many degrees. I don't care how smart they think they are or how celebrated they are by mankind. If you do not have God and understand that creation was by Jesus Christ, he was the Son of God, the Creator, and look into the truth of the Word of God, you are just a stupid human with a lot of knowledge. And smart people, in fact, you will find people who get saved and they just get smarter. In fact, you employers that are out there, you ought to hire Christians because they're smarter. They know who God is. And if you don't know who God is, you have missed the purpose of life and what this is all about. And how smart can you be if you don't know who God is? And you miss everything. Oh, you understand economics. Oh, you understand politics. Oh, you understand the social system. Oh, you understand the laws of the land. But how stupid are you that you can't even figure out the purpose of life, which happens to be Jesus Christ? So God washes our minds. When we were dumb before, we were stupid before. Now because of Jesus, we're getting smarter and smarter. I like that. The Bible says in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verse number 14, listen to the words. It says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself, thank God, that cross, without spot to God. And here's what he did when he offered himself. He cleanses your conscience from dead works. In other words, you do not have to think about the junk anymore. You've been freed from the sin, and you are saved with a purpose and a destiny. And now he has cleansed your conscience from dead works. What for? To serve the living God. Whew. Now that's a smart person who serves the living God. Wow. Amazing. We're talking about last one for today, just kind of fun. Let's take a look at the things to celebrate about the cross. Here it is, number four. He has made us alive. We used to be dead. Hey, listen to me, sucker. You were on your way to hell. And I say sucker because the devil just sucked you in with all of his lies. And you and I were headed for, we were dead in our trespasses. We were dead in our sin. But Jesus comes and makes us alive. And because he's alive, we are alive. Alive. Alive to live. Alive to believe. Alive to have a purpose. Alive to have a destiny. Alive to have a reason. Alive to be here. People say living is in the world. How great it is. Life starts with God. There is no life outside of God, just death. May I say that again? There is no life outside of God, just death. Today your bank account may be depleted. Checking account may have nothing in it. You may have either lost your job or rumors of losing your job. But I got good news for you. You're alive. You're alive on this planet because of the King of Glory. And you're the most valuable commodity in the heart and eyes of God and the mind of God and in the prayers of God that there is. When you walk out of this building today, you ought to put your shoulders up and your head high because you're not a lowlifer anymore. You used to be. Now you're alive forevermore. And the rest of the world's going to come and it's going to go, but you will live forever. Oh, thank God. And living doesn't start when you enter heaven. Living starts when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Isn't that good news? I like what it says in Colossians. Just pop it up in the second chapter of Colossians, starting in verse number 13. It says, and you are dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh. In other words, you just lived like heathens. He has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. And I like verse 14. Listen to this. He says, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. In other words, the devil had a case against you. Would go to the high courts of heaven and say, wait a minute, you don't understand, God. Here it is, I've got some news about that person. That person is a slob. That person is a loser. That person is a drug addict. That person is a failure. That person is a pervert. That person is a weirdo. That person has followed me. That person has served me. And here comes Jesus now, and he has wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, and he takes them out and he nails them to the cross. 2,000 years ago, the garbage of your life was nailed to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 15 comes along and says he not only nailed it to the cross, but then he kicked the butt of the devil. Having disarmed principalities. In other words, I don't have to worry about the devil anymore. Come around my house, I'm going to give you a bloody horn. Well, I thought about bloody nose. He might not have that. But we always picture him with a horn. Disarmed principalities and powers, and made a public spectacle of them, triumphant over them in it. Ooh, I tell you what, today it's a celebration. A celebration of the victory. You're saved. You've been freed from sin. Your mind is no longer stupid, but you're getting smarter every day. And guess what? He's taken out all the garbage of your past and he nailed it to the cross. Oh, I've got good news for you. He has made you and I alive in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Today we celebrate, but every day, remembering these words, we ought to be celebrating. The world will depress you, discourage you. People will let you down. People will cause you to be frustrated. They'll rob your joy. If they can rob your joy, rob your strength. But the joy of the Lord is our strength because of who He is. If God spoke to you today, come on, give the Lord a great big praise. Will you do that? Isn't God good?
We want to thank you for listening to Pastor Jim Cobray. If you've enjoyed this message and would like to know more about The Rock Church and other resources, please log on to www.rockchurch.com.